It's here and now. This news item caught our eye. The National Park Service is looking for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender landmarks and people to commemorate, as in with plaques. The initiative kicks off tomorrow at the Stonewall Inn in New York, site of the 1969 rebellion against police raids and brutality. Many consider it the single most important moment in spearheading the gay rights movement. In 2000, Stonewall was designated an historic landmark, and it remains the only one related to LGBT history. But now that's going to change. Fred Sains of the Human Rights Campaign joins us. And Fred, some of the community we're hearing say, "Never in my lifetime did I think I'd see this." Your thoughts?
Well, I think for us, it makes a tremendous amount of sense for our National Park Service to be telling the story of all Americans. In fact, what they're terming a complete story of America's heritage and history. And Stonewall seems a very appropriate place to kick off this process.
And we should say that this is part of an overall plan by this Park Service to find sites that commemorate Asian Americans and women. But still, it's just is such a reminder of how much such has changed that they are now looking for LGBT sites.
And I think the National Park Service should be congratulated for that, because LGBT Americans are just as an important part of American society as any other group. And it is completely appropriate, in fact, quite to their credit, that they are wanting to tell a more complete story about American history.
And we understand you used to work with the Gill Foundation, which is involved in this initiative. They're contributing $250,000 towards it. The event tomorrow is going to have the Secretary of the Interior, Sally Jewell, in attendance. And then there are going to be 18 scholars who will study and identify the landmarks. Give me some thoughts as to what might be considered.
So, you know, I feel it's really important that scholars, historians, sociologists, members of our community be a part of this process, because we want to ensure that the sites that are selected are truly historical sites. But it is important to understand that in the context of American history, 230, 240 years in the making now, LGBT history is relatively nascent. We're talking about the Stonewall movement having been only 45 years ago. Now, that is not to mean that LGBT people did not exist and were not an important part of American history, but yet our sites, simply because of the stigma associated with being a member of our community, are relatively recent. So you may very well see a number of bars that are recognized as central points in LGBT history simply because they were the community gathering places for members of our community.
Do you worry about a backlash from people who don't feel that the same honor that's accorded other things in the National Park Service, a mountain or a trail or the home of a famous American, is accorded to a gay person?
No, absolutely not. And I think we have to dispel any notion that we are not as deserving of recognition as any other group of American. I really think of that thinking as being anachronistic. You know, a few years ago, an avowed opponent of LGBT rights tried to insert the notion that if the Supreme Court ever found in favor of marriage equality, there would be revolution in the streets. And I have to tell you that there is absolutely no evidence for that. In fact, quite the contrary. Perhaps the greatest secret to the success of our movement since Stonewall is that Americans have come to know LGBT people.
Fred Sains of the Human Rights Campaign, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.